los que nos escuchan después de un desayuno, vamos a empezar con una mesa de trabajo. Si ustedes no tienen un auricular y no comprenden lo que digo, por favor consíganse un receptor infrarrojo en la parte de atrás de la sala. Aceptan un DNI a cambio o una identificación y también hasta la tarjeta del hotel, pero por favor ténganlo a mano. También.
Please. It's now our pleasure to have our keynote address. You owe us a drink. To have our keynote address by Monsieur Luis Cosiglia, who is director of the Central Bank of Argentina. And I would invite you, sir, to come to the podium to address us. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having invited me to this event. And the idea is to give you, for me to give you a snapshot of the financial system in Argentina, what is the monetary policy that we have been developing in the central bank, that I am pleased and honored to be part of the board of directors of the central bank, and I will make some comments on inflation and some economic aspects and final conclusions. First of all, we're going to address the financial system, and later we're going to discuss that the central bank had the possibility of meeting the objective of having a standardization of the assets of some entities. We generated some mechanisms to reduce risk, credit to the public sector that had a crisis in 2001 and suffered a very complex situation and resulted in some problems, financial problems in our institutions. While we reduce some of the loans to the public sector, we have credit in the private sector, as you can see, in the second group of bars between 2002 or 2004 and 2006, and the holdings of several financial institutions where they have liquid assets and instruments that have been issued by the central bank that are T-bills and notes that are called LEBACs and NOBACs. This policy was focused primarily on reducing the caps, especially on the capital of banks, to the exposition to credit risk to the private sector, the issuance on the part of the state, a maximum cap that was around 40% of the total assets since January 2006. That was the first of the adjustments. That is going to account for 35% as mid-July 2007. This creates a gradual movement in the way we appreciate in terms of accounting these assets, and we talk about technical valuations and market-to-market. The elimination of the bias in terms of minimum capital is another consideration that I will address, as well as taking into consideration other policies which generate valuation of debtors that are weighting the capacity of payments, future payments, that considering the past performance. We leave the crisis outside, and right now we develop ourselves. The flexibilization of the demand of capital for entities, for example, in the case of mortgages, was another activity that where we focus on. And in this endeavor, in terms of flexibilization, we consider specific documentation that replaces the previous one in terms of what we call subject of credit or of loan that can act in that role, showing the screening model or the credit scoring models. We are more flexible, we are subject to credit, and we can provide more mortgages to the public. And on the other side of instruments, we are promoting the standardization or the homogenization of models for mortgages so that they could be securitized later on in the stock exchanges. This credit is focused within the private sector, as you can see in the many curves, both for consumption and towards production. This process is being developed within a general framework where we try to reduce the irregular portfolios, so the credit risk is being strengthened. And we can see in Argentina in 2004 with an irregular portfolio with an increase of 18.6%, that has been reduced to 4.5%, and right now we're going to be below the threshold of 4% in the present year, in 2007, and we are getting close right now to the figures of the European markets, and within our region, we are getting close to Brazil, our main partner in the regional bloc of Mercosur. What is pending right now is a larger involvement of our credit in terms of economics in our economy, and we have a better distribution regionally in Argentina that accounts for 30%, lower to the levels of Latin America and far from the emerging Europe and far from emerging Asia. So we have a long way to walk in terms of credit allocation. At the time of contributing with solutions and alternatives at the macro and micro level in terms of finance, generating guarantees and promotions, these societies came up with an optimal mechanism to reach SMEs, small and medium-sized companies, and that can be monetized at lower rates and longer terms. And in this sense, within financial institutions, we create a special scale for these sociedades de garantía recíprocas could have special ratings thanks to the ratings that meet the requirements of the central bank, and they could have access to cheaper credit, and that could disseminate this to the SMEs, generating productivity levels that are better for the economy. This is also the promotion of microloans, longer terms, rates that are more realistic, and within a flexibility scheme in terms of payment, especially to debtors at improved levels for infrastructure, demands of capital for characteristics according to the jurisdiction, considering the regions and the special considerations. And this results in larger flexibilization or standards that extend according to the projects in terms of the settlement of intermediate credit houses. And also customer care centers that help us in this efficiency policy of this financial monetary system, and we can reflect this in the liabilities as well as we show you before the assets in certificates of deposits. After the crisis, you can see the evolution of 2004 and 2006, and also the deposits that you can see, and you can see a large reduction in the third group of bars, the obligation or the notes that they have with the central bank, those that they received during the crisis are reduced strongly between 2004 and 2006. And then you're going to see in a special graph the nowadays level that they have, that they are canceled now. The banks, in turn, capture negotiable obligations or notes, subordinated notes, in some lines of credit from abroad to strengthen their capital and to increase their credit capacity. The measures that the central bank has been adopting is for banks to extend these lines to longer terms, so we increase these cite the legal reserves, and to we reduce the terms and the elimination of compensation of these legal reserves to longer terms, and we eliminated these legal reserves. So we have more consistency, and we are enabling more operations with variable interest rates that go together with the prospectus that we have in our country, and these generate investors a minimum rate that is guaranteed with 6-month terms and longer terms in 1 year. Another factor that we could mention is that we're going to address later when we talk about complementariness with the capital markets is that these certificates of deposit could publicly trade in the stock exchange. These investments of certificates of deposits and legal reserves with a compensation that goes, that is called in Argentina tasa patlar or rate, patlar rate, is a key to have longer terms. And then we have a very important drive in terms of perpetuity bonds, and we are here talking about 30 years minimum that could be incorporated to financial institutions' capital, and they increase their level of borrowing. And this meets the minimum capital requirements. This generates this level of evolution that you can see in this graph, the evolution of private holdings, savings, deposits. Private deposits with an annual interest rate that is very, very important. As you can see, the certificate of deposit accounts for 27% in 2006 over the other legal reserve deposits, and here we have these levels. And this was realized within a framework of liquidity that allowed financial institutions to cancel these liquidity assistance at the beginning of the crisis. On the left margin, we had that figure in terms of Argentine currency in billions of pesos, and this is reduced to 5 billion pesos, where more than 20 institutions in the past asked for assistance or liquidity assistance. Right now, one only asks for this assistance in the short term. Besides, banks have more liquidity and they could cancel that assistance in the crisis. They improve their situation. And as I said, this irregular debt was reduced substantially, significantly. This is reflected in the balance sheets of financial institutions, the profit of which is increasing, and the return of on assets is being shown in terms at the end of 2006 of 2% of the total number of assets, and this is reflected significantly in the balance sheets that they file in before the SEC. The volumes of operation increase a lot, and also was compared to the number of shares traded in other countries. But what is the profitability of some banks in Argentina? You can see the progress between 2004, 2006, but we're far from Brazil. In terms of our regional block, we're speaking of Spain in the case of Iberoamerica, and in actual terms, we got out of the negative bars. In terms of inflation, we are on the positive side, but we still have a long way to follow to improve the system. As I was saying, certificates of deposit could publicly trade on the stock exchange, but the philosophy of our policy development in the central bank is to complement or supplement the capital markets. So, in this way, we are extending the possibility of putting reserves of some institutions and developing instruments that will allow risk management. In this case, we are showing you the case of financial trust funds. And here you can see the issuances, the monthly issuances that we have in the trust funds, the averages that are managed across the 3 years, the fluctuations, and we can see the monthly average of every semester that is being increased every single year. And this is reaching consumption, production, and also the agribusiness output and the exports, the agribusiness exports. And here they have a tight or straight connection with our future. Here we're going to address the monetary policies and inflation, and later we're going to draw some conclusions on the evolution of what we have in terms of prudential policies of accumulation of international reserves. This policy, as you can see, you have an upward curve except in the cases where we pay the IMF with reserves that account for $8 billion, and then we have the recovery of this level, and we are going to surpass the record levels of the history of Argentina. This will be carried out in the next few days. One of the major highs, or the records, as the president said that we had to reach, is going to be reached during his administration. So this prudential policy that we have in terms of reserves accumulation is not different from that of other emerging markets, where over the last 31 years had an uneven evolution, but is rising in terms of emerging markets. And this accumulation of reserves is created according to different policies. Probably it's complex to summarize what is going on across the world and in terms of emerging economies, but we can see that there's an independence of the currency exchange, the monetary scheme that accumulates this accumulation to manage ourselves with fixed rates or floating rates that is well managed, or independent rates. That means the exchange rates and the monetary regime basically fluctuates or changes and demonstrates where the activity focuses in the monetary scheme. We could have goals of inflation that could be the key with a certain anchor, or weak goals, but basically the scheme is being created with different policies and with a combination of monetary and exchange policies that we could come up with this reserves accumulation, strengthening the position of our country, avoiding cyclical movements or fluctuations, allowing or avoiding volatility where the future markets play a decisive role, and also allowing some policies of the central bank covering this volatile front with enough reserves not to have these uneven rush movements that generate imbalances in the different entities and in the different markets. So one could maintain at the same time, as we do in Argentina, we could have this program of monetary absorption. And we do this systematically because we generate issuances for buying reserves, and also we have this new scheme of esterilization, where reserve accumulation in Argentina, for example, in this case, based in the external sector surplus, and that surplus of the currencies generated in the stock exchanges as a result of this surplus, this is acquired by the Ministry of Economy and by the activity in itself of the central bank. We can see the results of the checking account in the curve in red, and the change in the reserves in the bars in blue. and here our activities were very clear. So this is supplemented by a deep sterilization to preserve the balance of the monetary market. If we have monetary issuances for the acquisition of reserves, we expand the monetary base in the case of the graph is in green, and also in light blue, the absorption of the same base, we do it through the issuance of securities on the part of this central bank that are called LEBACs, and notes of the central bank that are called NOBACs with repos, and legal reserves generated by the public sector. So we are absorbing conservatively, so to speak, a percentage over what it represents in terms of monetary basis, and you can see the sterilization as the percentage of the purchase of currencies in the case of accounts for 79% in 2005 and 62% in 2006. Also, we discussed that the canceling these discounts and the investments of treasury bills and notes was very important, so the central bank places the legal reserves to have a final effect, that is the management of monetary additions and the policy against inflation or to control inflation. So with the investments that we have right now, in December 2006, we have investments of 1 year or 2 years. See, this was jointly done with the central bank and with the Ministry of Economy. And in the future, we're going to have 3 or 4 years. Beyond, public issuances will be controlled by the Ministry of Economy. But nowadays, we have issuances of 1, 2, and 3 years for 2007, with the purpose of the sterilization. So this led to develop and to deepen the repos market in our country, with the results that you can see on the screen in the different terms. And why do we do this? To say that the central bank over the last 14 quarters in terms of this comply with all the goals that they fixed. For example, we have seen this in the development of 2006, and in the curve on the left, we see all the range of the curve in red. We are talking about the M2 here. We're talking about the cash plus the sight accounts. And we also discussed the philosophy, that is the slowdown of some monetary additions in terms of the growth of the GDP. This slowdown allows us to think of a more restricted expansion with the sterilization level that we mentioned. Besides, we can see the growth of deposits according to different terms that increases the credit to the private sector. Some words about inflation. The underlying inflation was stabilized in lower levels compared to what we had last year or a year to the past. It controlled the pace of growth. We see the food levels and the energy levels here, and this process is being considered in Argentina within the framework of price adjustments that is very, very significant, as you can see in all the curves. However, these allowed a recovery of the retail margins, and the profitability consideration plays a major role to consider this in Argentina. Meeting the time schedules and the development of your seminar, I would like to conclude by saying that our system, our financial system, is supported by a solid situation of the banks and of the financial situations demonstrated by the balance sheets. We reduce the exposure to the public sector and we are dealing in terms of quality and quantity and access to improve credit to the private sector in general terms, both in terms of consumption and in terms of production. And everything is being handled in terms of having risk mitigation, always working with the capital markets. For example, these days, we are finishing the analysis at, in the ministry level to send to Parliament the law of netting, the law of derivatives, providing legal certainty to the mechanism of future markets in Argentina. This has the quorum of all the players in the market, of all regulators. We have gathered models from countries, different countries across the world. We gather experiences, examples. And we could say that this time, with a great level of consensus, we're going to have this legal certainty framework to have our markets in operation efficiently and working well and without volatility, especially when we have volatility across the world. And we are following, of course, all the markets, and we are trying to manage ourselves within a very, very complex framework. We are going to have more credit, more terms or longer terms in these financial markets. And in speaking of monetary policies, we could say that this accumulation of reserves policy with the sterilization, as I said, of the monetary issuances allow us to have a range of control for these monetary additions to not to grow as much as the GDP, try to stabilize the underlying inflation and to reduce the expectations of inflation. This is our work. We are going to continue working on the capital markets and with the objectives of the future. Thank you for your attention. And I really look forward to